You know, a wagon. There was a friend of my father's, Mayor Katz. He had worked as a gardener in Buna, and from time to time had brought us some green vegetables. Less undernourished than the rest of us, detention had been easier on him. Because he was stronger than most of us, he had been put in charge of our wagon. On the third night of our journey, I woke up with a start when I felt two hands on my throat trying to strangle me. I barely had time to call out, "Father!" Just that one word. I was suffocating. But my father had awakened and grabbed my aggressor. Too weak to overwhelm him, he thought of calling Mayor Katz. "Come, come quickly. Someone is strangling my son." In a few moments, I was freed. I never did find out why the stranger had wanted to strangle me. But days later, Mayor Katz told my father, "Shlomo, I am getting weak. My strength is gone. I won't make it." "Don't give in," my father tried to encourage him. "You must resist. Don't lose faith in yourself." But Mayor Katz only groaned in response. "I can't go on, Shlomo. I can't help it. I can't go on." My father took his arm, and Mayor Katz, the strong one, the sturdiest of us all, began to cry. His son had been taken from him during the first selection, but only now was he crying for him. Only now did he fall apart. He could not go on. He had reached the end.